Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. All righty. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and we'll be back to get the show started after this. Well, after this.
We all know, we know lonely. On that long road to Austin, had a dream, thought I lost it. I came home, found you there. See that smile across my face, ear to ear until I break. But you don't know. If only I could see right through you, sleeping dogs would lie. If only I could take what's given and just be sad.
Alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. And today we're going to do something a little Halloween-y, sort of career day-ish, a little Halloween-y. So I have my guest today is Alicia.
Hi.
Like the Parkway,
that's right.
And it was Gratz.
Yes.
But.
And now it's Shook.
Oh, okay.
But I still use Gratz. I mean, that's on my business card and everything.
Oh, okay.
So until I get to the DMV and change the license, it's still Gratz for now.
All right. So it's kind of career day here. Yeah. And it's almost Halloween. And so you have a Halloween-y type career. So you're a mortician.
Yes, I am. I work at Pacific View Memorial Park in Corona del Mar. And I started out as, you know, an embalmer funeral director. And now I've kind of transitioned into a new role as a family service counselor. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. So that's not as hands-on.
Yes. So I'm not doing embalming anymore. But.
So... Why did you pick that? Because you don't seem like a deathly person.
Well,
I mean, you don't have any black. Yeah.
I mean,
so you weren't a goth.
No, the industry's kind of revamped, I feel like. And now it's more about celebrating life, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was in college and I did a project on a funeral director for my photojournalism class. And I followed this woman around and took photos, and I thought, maybe I could do that. I don't know.
Really?
You know, it looked like maybe it would be my calling. So I it took me a while to get the courage to tell my parents I was going to go to mortuary school and then actually enroll in mortuary school. But then after that, I thought, I'll just try it and see. And I liked it. So
motorcycle repair, no.
Let's go to mortuary school. Yeah, but the school is basically, you know, it's to become an embalmer. I mean, it's also to become a funeral director. Correct.
That
yeah, you have to do the schooling to get the licensure. So, yeah.
And yeah. So, well, it's dead people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the living, but yeah, dead people as well. Yeah.
You just decided you wanted to be involved in that?
Yeah. So, in school, we had an embalming lab. So I was able to get kind of like hands-on experience to see if you could even stomach doing the position, which I thought it was great. And it was kind of like an art, you know, Yeah. So you're able to make somebody presentable so that their family can have their final goodbye. And it was kind of like a puzzle, you know? So
really?
Yeah.
And so, well, when the body comes in, what do they do?
So when your loved one gets into our care, we do just a general inventory, take a list of everything that they have, clothing, jewelry, and then just do a general case report to see, you know, their condition. And then embalming's not required by law, so it's usually for viewing purposes or some religions, you know, prefer it.
Right.
But the embalming process is just us simply removing the bodily fluids and replacing with a preservative agent.
Okay.
And it allows us to apply cosmetics. And my supervising embalmer once told me it was the last nice thing that you could do for someone.
Really?
And I believe that, you know, I thought that was, it was true, you know, so it's, you know, treating these people with care and respect. And mm-hmm. then it gives the family the peace of mind and the, you know, ability to say goodbye. So it's really cool. You know, it's a beautiful process.
So, all right. All
yeah.
right. And so I knew you when you were going in school
yep.
and then when you first got your job and,
yeah.
and were living at the cemetery.
Yeah. So I was, when I was doing my apprenticeship, it was in Riverside.
Okay.
So the commute was horrible. So they built me a little apartment at the funeral home, which was cool. It was like the embalming or the apprentice, you know,
hut.
Dorm, I guess.
Okay.
So it was nice. It was.
Now, was it scary?
It wasn't. No, I actually did get scared on Halloween that like kids would do something. You know, I remember. Yeah,
you're all by yourself.
Yeah, you're alone there, but that was it. I remember Chuck at the Sandpiper was telling me one time that when the kids growing up would always go over to the funeral home. So I, you know, I got scared that
yeah.
somebody was going to mess with me all alone in there. But no, it wasn't scary at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because it's peaceful?
It was very peaceful. Right.
No, yeah. no neighbor, no loud
no,
neighbors.
No, yeah. Yeah, it was great. So
no ghosts?
And it was free. So...
That's funny. All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. And today we're my guest is Alicia Gratz, and she is a mortician. And so we're talking about what that's like and why someone would choose that as a career. All right. So we'll be right back after this song or these songs coming up now. This is KX93.5.
Do the work. right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today we're having a bit of a career day Halloween smash up. Mm-hmm. And I have Alicia Gratz, mortician.
Yeah.
Fresh from the mortuary. Don't fear the reaper.
That's right.
So when we started off, we were talking about your decision to become a mortician and, yep. and a little of your time in the embalming room and all of that. But when you were like in school or I guess when you first got started, you told me the story of how you would cry at the funerals.
And I still do to this day. You get so invested, you know, working with these families, you become like part of their family and they tell you so many stories and it's so hard to, you know, not to connect and then to say goodbye. I mean, even though you didn't know this person, you're, you know, like connected to them. So,
right? Wow.
Yeah. It's emotional.
Did you expect that?
No, I didn't at all.
What did you think it was going to be like? And, you know,
I thought it was going to be more of the science aspect. You know, I thought it was just going to be strictly embalming. But then once I kind of phased out of that role into the role I'm in now I'm working with the families.
Right.
It's a lot more emotional. And I never saw myself in this role, but I couldn't be happier, you know, serving these people. So it's been good.
And so are there tips to planning ahead, I guess?
So that's my job today. My job is to help families together make decisions today that they would have to make if a death occurred.
It's not very spooky, though.
No, it's not really about planning for your death. It's about protecting, you know, the ones you love and celebrating life and taking care of these arrangements ahead of time is so, so important.
So that you don't have a huge bill.
Yeah,
and,
you know, there's
a distraught family making decisions.
Right. You know, they're not doing it alone. They're doing it together. And it's so hard to make decisions on somebody else's behalf when you're experiencing the worst time of your life.
Okay.
You know, doing it together ahead, it's creating that memory together. So, you know, people buy cars together, houses together, get married. So this is just the natural thing to do. Do it together, you know, ahead. So it's great. Yeah.
So were there any surprising things about what when you started off on this career, was there any like, wow, I didn't think that was going to happen type of thing? Or does it sit still all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always learning and growing, so I'm always learning new stuff.
New stuff.
And yeah, now that I'm kind of in this new role and I'm representing the cemetery also, I get to learn like a whole different aspect of the industry. Now I really have like a full, you know,
complete understanding
from start to finish of everything and what's involved. So
and life.
And life too, yeah. And, you know, you really start to like see the full picture and you know, creating memories with your family is like everything to me.
Really?
My parents just moved to Florida, so I'm looking to replace them. If anybody, just kidding, mom and dad, they're listening.
Oh, my new parents.
My new
rich.
Parents in California.
And I hope they get good present givers.
Right. Please. I need a new car. Just kidding.
So you've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. And are there days when you go, oh, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
Bad day, tough day at the office.
Yeah, yeah, that happens. Yeah.
What causes that? What's
just, you know, seeing people sad and heartbroken, losing somebody that they love. It's just
wow. It's almost coming up right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's rough. You know, it's rough, but that's why I like the role that I'm in because I can see people before that happens
right.
also. So
right.
I see both. I help families prearrange
right.
in advance, but I also help people at the time of need, you know, when it
right,
occurs.
Right, right.
So, yeah, both.
Go into the file cabinet and get out that file.
Yeah, okay, and help them.
Here we go.
Right. Huh. Yeah.
And so, is it Halloween-y? Does it feel Halloween-y when you're at work?
No. It honestly...
So there's no magic, no ghosts, no goblins?
No. So Pacific View, where I work now, it is the most beautiful and tranquil place you've ever seen. We have panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean. We're in Corona del Mar, views of Catalina. So no, it's really... just a beautiful, tranquil place, you know?
Okay, all right.
So no, just no, it's not creepy, it's inviting, you know? It is.
And so it's more like a place you'd go have a picnic or something? And
yeah.
As opposed to like a Scooby-Doo mystery.
Right, yes, yeah.
Oh, man, I was hoping there was going to be some Scooby-Doo mysteries and that,
no.
Like, you guys are in the mystery machine and
nope.
Scooby snacks.
Nope. I mean, the only mystery I've seen lately is I saw a squirrel grab a little mini pumpkin out of the cemetery pumpkin. Off a grave. But that was it. That was the only mystery. It was the squirrel. But no.
All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And today my guest is Alicia Gratz, and she is a mortician, and we are talking about spooky things and what it's like to be a mortician.
That's right.
It's more like a career day than it is like Halloween.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be right back with more from Alicia after this.
But not say it. I may know the truth, but not face it. I may hear a sound, whisper, sacred and profound, but turn my head indifferent. I may know the word, but not. This may be the time. Thank you.
we're back.
Oh, whoops. That's one of those mistakes I'm telling you about. All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. Today, my guest is Alicia Gratz, and she is a mortician, and she's been telling us these great spooky stories with ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, right.
Pumpkins, at least.
Yes, pumpkin stealers.
All right, but there's got to be at least one spooky ghost story.
I have nothing.
Are you really telling me that you lived in a cemetery for...
Yes. People always ask me that, you know, like, what's the scariest thing that ever happened? Honestly, I feel like if there were ghosts, the last place they would ever haunt would be the mortuary. They'd probably be haunting all their friends, turning on all the light switches, opening all the cabinets. The last place they'd bother is me. But no, nothing.
So does that give you any idea of what's on the other side? Or do you have a...
I have some ideas, and they change all the time, actually. But no, I don't.
So you're not like, you can't
peek behind
the curtain.
I don't have no insight. No insight, unfortunately. But, yeah.
And no Scooby-Doo mysteries and no, like, you know, strange gusts of wind or...
Nothing.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry not right? to be spooky.
I was thinking, oh, you know, Halloween, who better will have...
More great, stories, yeah.
Right, zombies.
Worst or, person.
Yeah, all clinical.
I know, yeah, no.
And so you started out as an embalmer. Do you ever miss that hands-on kind of aspect?
I do, because it was, you know, like my art. Okay. You know, it was starting...
Making them look good.
Making them look great, so that the family could say goodbye. But I like what I'm doing so much more now.
Helping people.
Yeah, helping people and being a resource. You know, I like.
So it wasn't that you didn't like people talking. So
No. I thought that's why I wanted to do the embalming aspect. But now that I'm helping, you know, the families, I really have a chance to connect, and I'm like growing in this new role. So I like
as
it.
As a person.
Yeah. Yeah. As you know, the family
and
service.
And so, as someone who sees kind of the end of life or the celebration of a completed life, mm-hmm. All the time, are there any lessons from life for life that you've pulled out of this? I'd love for them to be spooky and ghoulish.
No, the lessons I have learned are just cherish your friends and family and loved ones, and you know, try to like live your life to the fullest. Like, that's really my takeaway.
And so even when you're a ghost, come back and hang with your bros.
Yeah, yeah. Haunt your friends, not your funeral director, please, folks.
All right. Well, this is KX93.5. You've been listening to The Importance of Being Show. Today, I've been very happy to have a dear friend of mine, Alicia Gratz, mortician.
Thank you for having me.
Spooky Halloween stories. Listen to the podcast for the spooky Halloween stories. We already did them.
Yeah, we did them off air. Sorry.
All right, this is KX93.5. Coming up next is the Coast Highway Shuffle with Steve Reed. Thanks for listening, and there we go.
Don't be unkind, for once be know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't want. And I